Okay, so you know yesterday we got into those groups and had a little kind of competition to start off. Well, we're going to do something similar again. So if you could, like, huddle with the group that you usually are with for your discussions again to start off. A little shuffle around. Okay. In your little huddles, okay. So yesterday you didn't know what the topic was. Today you'll know that we're talking about worship and prayer. And what I want you to do is I want you to, in your groups, come up with your best definition of worship and your best definition of what prayer is. And do you have Bibles with you? This would be helpful. There's a few at the back. But what I want you to do is just find as many as you can Bible verses that either are on prayer or worship. You have Bibles, you can use them. There's some at the back there. And you'll have about 5 or so minutes to do that. And then we're going to go around and share what we found. You might want someone to just take note of what you find. And don't forget to make your definitions for both.
Prayer and worship. Forget to keep note of your scriptures, unless someone has a photographic note in the room. You can find a chair if you want, if you're sitting on the floor. Okay. Do we think we have a good list? So, first we'll have the definitions. So, we'll see if you got similar ones to me. I bet some of you Googled it. You didn't think of it yourself. I know that. So what do we have here for prayer?
Yep. A solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. Noun.
Okay. Who else has that? There we go. What does this group have? Does someone? Do you have something different? I'll be so happy if you do. Good.
Prayer is communicating with a deity.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Can I have your definitions of worship? This group over here.
Well, according to Exodus 3, verses 1 to 6, worship is an encounter with the living and holy God. And then in worship, we ascribe to the Lord the glory due to him, which is Psalm 29, 1 and 2.
Okay. That is good. Does anyone else have something to share over here?
Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, very good. This group? Anything on worship? Defining worship? Who wants to?
Yep.
The feeling or expression of reverence and adoration for God. Or as a verb, it's showing reverence and adoration for God.
Yeah, we got some Google searches, that's all I'm going to say. It's basically my next slide, I'm just saying. Okay, how many verses do people find on prayer? Give me a number. I won't get you to read them all out because I feel like you'll have a lot. What did this group have? How many did you find a lot or did you just find one? Okay, yeah, you can read out then.
Since prayer is at the bottom of all this, what I want mostly is for men to pray, not shaking angry fists at enemies, but raising holy hands to God. Oh, 1 Timothy 2:8.
Thank you. This group got quite a few. How many did you find in total? You have a lot, oh my gosh. Seven, well done. I won't get you to read them all out. How many did this group find? You have two psalms. I'll get you to read them out then. Okay, I was hoping for a verse. Okay, yeah, I won't get you to read them out. Okay, worship. Did we find a few on them? How many did this group find? Six over here. Over here, does anyone want to share? Have you got one to share? Yeah?
Revelation, so it's a bit interesting. But then the 24 elders and the four living creatures bowed down and worshipped God who sits on the throne. They said, Amen and Hallelujah.
Yep. Over here, do we have one to share? Oh, you said yours are in there. Any from over here? You've said yours. Okay. Well, you all did very well with that. I'd just like to say that that's the verse we're doing today. But this is your exact definitions. Spot on. Well done. I'll say them again. The definitions are, prayer is a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. And worship is the feeling or expression of reverence and adoration for God. So today the verse we're looking at is Acts 2:47, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. That's what we're looking at. But first, we need to look at why. Why should we pray and why should we worship? But first, before that, does anyone have any thoughts on why we should pray? Why is it important to do that? Anyone would like to share? Yeah?
In any relationship, kind of universally, communication is key. It's no different with God. You got to keep that communication open, otherwise that relationship is going to deteriorate.
Definitely. And I have got scriptures that are going to come up on here as to why we should pray, what we told about prayer that is so important that we must do it. So James 5:16, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Matthew 6:6, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then the Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. I could go on with a long list of things that the Bible says about prayer and why we should do it. But it's key. We need to keep in contact with him. In like you were saying, that in any relationship, in order for it to work, you've got to be having a conversation. That's got to be happening. But these verses are telling us that prayer is powerful and effective. It's telling us all these different things. We need to go to God. If we don't want to be anxious about anything, we need to request to God. We need to tell him. We need to have that communication with him. We should have times of thanksgiving to God. We should be thankful for what he's doing. We should create that time to say thank you for all that he's doing for us. And it's talking about having prayer by yourself. You should be having prayer by yourself, meditating on who he is. But you also can pray with your friends. You can pray in a group. Praying by yourself is just that time where God, you and God can have that conversation with one another. And worship. Why should we worship? Worship, for me, is really key. And I have a few verses that will come up, but I want to see what you guys are thinking. Why is it so important to worship God? Does anyone have any thoughts or feelings? Can be anything. Anyone? Yeah?
So you can feel like the connection and be able to talk to him even though he's unseen and you can't be.
Definitely. It is similar to prayer as well, in that sense. But let's have a look at the verses that I was looking at. So, Romans 11:36. For from him and through him are all things. To him be the glory forever and amen. I was looking at this verse and I was just thinking how we need to be thankful because he has done everything. He has gone before us. He's done everything. And sometimes we don't take the time to say thank you to God for what he's doing. We go straight ahead to what's going on with us. And taking that time for that is so key. Romans 12:1, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is true and proper worship. This is quite a big thing, saying big, like, sacrificing yourself for God, and that is proper worship, and it's quite hard to live up to in a sense, but it's saying we should take every area of our life as an opportunity to be worshiping God. There's so many times that we kind of overlook where we could be, oh yeah, this is a moment we should be thanking God for what we're doing. We should be praising him for what's going on in our lives. But that's one thing, some of the few things that I want you guys to be taking away from this is, yes, we need to be thanking God for what he's doing in our lives, and taking that opportunity. So that's why we should pray. Next, I was thinking about how we should be worshipping, how we should be praying. But there isn't a specific way on how to be doing it. It's such a personal thing between you and God that only you can have that personal way of doing it. And I don't want you to kind of fit into what others are doing because it's your worship. It's no one else's worship. It's what you're doing. I've looked into prayer before, and there's like this step-by-step thing that I'm going to come up. That's going to come up on the screen that I've looked at before. But I just want you to, as I go through it, I want you to be thinking about how are these things that you may consider in your prayer life? Because sometimes we can overlook a step and forget to take time for one to say thank you to him. Or as I go through the steps, I just want you to consider that as I go through. So it's kind of spelled out as pray as well. So praise, request, admit, and yield. So praise. It's following the steps of the Lord's Prayer, which is shown as an example to us on how to pray. But I'm just going to read this out to you. So praise. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. It is so important to thank God for what he has done and praise him for who he is. Sometimes we can forget in our prayer to just take time to say it to him. Even waiting to the end of our prayer, it can be just the last thing on our list. How about we open up with prayer, praise and thanksgiving for what he is doing in our lives? Request. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. This is a time to open up with what's going on with us, but asking for him to come into areas of our lives, our church, our families, and what's on our heart. Admit. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Set time to give to God all that you want to confess and admit to God. John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God knows we aren't perfect, we are human. Just begin to reflect on what you are doing, and is that what God wants you to be doing? Yield. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This one is set space to surrender ourselves to God's control, yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, put on the full armour of God. We need to be alert to the reality of spiritual warfare and the temptation that the world and the devil throws at us each day. So it can be a lot to take in, and sometimes we forget some parts that this is an example of prayer and how we should do it. And sometimes we forget those key things that we should be doing in our prayer life. And it's not something that you have to live by in doing that, but it's just an example that we're given as to how to pray. But this is a lot of information to be throwing at you. And yes, we have a time of discussion in a couple of minutes, but in the discussion, it's also a time to be reflecting on you personally, on how you pray and how you worship. So as you discuss in your groups, it may be quite a personal thing to be discussing with one another, but please take the time, because it is a personal time between you and God that you should be setting if you want to be staying in that relationship with him and be connected with him. So the next slide. These are our discussion questions for today, but I've kind of separated them on prayer and worship, and these are all about you personally. That's why I say this is a time of kind of reflection for you. Why is prayer important to you? Why is it that you turn to prayer? So why in a situation would you be like, oh, I need to pray now? What would you originally turn to something else instead of prayer? When is it that you turn to prayer? So when is it? Is it just in a serious situation or do you do it daily? Do you think there are areas that you want to grow in prayer? So these are times to discuss that as a group because you can help each other out. You're all on this faith journey together. Worship. Why is worship important to you? Why is it that you turn to worship? And when is it that you turn to worship, that should be? And do you think there is more you want to grow in worship? These are all things that are for you to personally think about but discuss as a group. So I want you to be able to take the time. If you don't feel like sharing it as a group, you can kind of get with like one of your friends and talk about it in that group, because it is a very personal thing that you need time to think about. So we'll have a little bit of time to do that now. So if you want to kind of separate into your groups and do this, but take time with it. Don't just rush it. Focus in on what you want to be reflecting on now. So yeah, do you want to go where you want to go?